Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good evening. Welcome, friends, to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. Our number, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. On The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, Joanne Kaminsky will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Joanne is an online business coach and a specialist in ADHD, attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. We'll talk about ADD, or ADHD as they call it these days, and also maybe get into a little bit about online tutoring. Joanne's got a really interesting book out about online tutoring, how to start your own online tutoring business, how to start an online tutoring business making 4 to 5 figures a month. And we'll talk to Joanne about the online tutoring business as well as ADHD at the bottom of the hour. And then we'll get your calls next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com, or my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our news stories and videos, which are up on criticalhealthnews.com. All the Youngevity products are up, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on and start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, entrepreneurially minded, if you like the entrepreneurial lifestyle, and admittedly it's not for everybody, you got to have some cojones. You're building your own business. There is a sense of, it's a challenge, we'll say. But it is a really rewarding challenge. At least it's a potentially rewarding challenge. I love being an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. If that sounds intriguing to you, and if you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, start yourself a Youngevity business and help change the world with the power of nutritional supplementation, with the lessons and the understanding of the powers of nutritional supplementation. I've been taking the Youngevity products. I've been part of the Youngevity business for over 25 years, and not only have I helped a lot of people with the Youngevity nutritional supplements, but I met a lot of people, and I made a lot of friends, and a lot of like-minded friends as well, like-minded people. Youngevity folks tend to be really good people. Youngevity distributors are the kind of folks who really want to make a difference in the world, who really want to help, who really want to be a force for good, a positive force. If that sounds interesting to you, if you're that type of person, you really owe it to yourself, especially if you're an entrepreneur, or even if you just like the nutritional supplement field, or even if you just want to get your Youngevity products at the wholesale price, you owe it to yourself to at least look into it. Look into the business opportunity. Look into the opportunity to be a distributor. And as I say, even if you just want to get your products at the wholesale price, call 866-735-2470 for info, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, our number 844-236-6010, Joanne Kaminsky at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about attention deficit disorder and also online tutoring, her book, How to Start an Online Tutoring Business. ADHD or attention deficit, I still call it ADD, attention deficit disorder, because when I was in pharmacy school, that's what it was called. Back then, there were two types of ADD. There was ADD with hyperactivity, and then there was ADD without hyperactivity. They had two types, and then somewhere around 1980, they just lumped them into one condition called attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder. It may be surprising to you. It was surprising to me when I first heard about it, but it turns out that ADHD has been around for a long time. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder was first diagnosed in the late 1700s by the Scottish doctor Sir Alexander Creighton. And he noticed that there were people who were just couldn't focus. These weren't kids necessarily, these were adults. And it's important to recognize that some 4 or 5% of adults have this condition. It's not just a kid's condition, although most diagnoses occur in children. There's about 10 million or so, maybe about 6 million ADHD kids. Around 10% or so of children have been diagnosed with ADD. That's a lot when you think about it. 1 out of 10. And we don't really know if that's necessarily true, that they have a condition, a diagnosable medical condition, and maybe the kids just can't focus. There's really no, these psychological conditions are just kind of arbitrary how they diagnose these things. There's no real biochemical test for psychological issues. There's no biochemical test for depression. There's no biochemical test for mania. There's no biochemical test for bipolar disorder. And there's no biochemical test for ADHD. So it kind of depends on the diagnoser as much as the diagnosee. Interestingly, cases have been increasing over the last, really, since it's been diagnosed. When I was in pharmacy school in the 1980s, around 2 or 3% of kids were diagnosed with ADD, as they called it back then. By the year 2000, a mere 14 years later, that went up to about 7% of kids, and now it's almost 10%, right around 10% of kids. And nobody really knows why. It could have to do with diagnoses. It could have to do with the lousy food we eat. In fact, that's one of the best things you could do if you have a kid who has ADD, is change the way the kid eats. Protein, first thing in the morning. The worst thing you give a kid, ADHD or otherwise, you don't have to have ADHD necessarily. You could just have mood issues, have aggressive behavior issues. It doesn't have to be attention issues or focus issues. One of the first things you want to do is make sure your kid's eating a good breakfast, not a sugary breakfast. Protein, eggs, fish, meat, something, a solid protein food first thing in the morning. Everybody should be eating a solid protein food first thing in the morning. Fish for breakfast is awesome. Grill a piece of fish. There's no way a kid can't be impacted by a food that's 50% or 60% sugar. Even cereals that are not sugary cereals are 20 or 30% sugar. But most of these cereals that kids are eating are between 40 and 60% sugar. There's no way it's not going to have an impact on their brain. Start your kid off with just protein for breakfast, just eggs for breakfast. You don't even need toast. Just salmon for breakfast, just lox for breakfast. Another thing you could do is make sure you're supplementing, or make sure the kid is supplementing. The B vitamins are especially important for kids who have mood issues. They're important for everybody who has mental health issues. The B vitamins you could think of as brain vitamins, all of them. And B vitamin deficiency is very common. B vitamins not only give you focus, but they also give you energy. They're also important for stress management. Essential fatty acids are also important. That's another good reason for starting off your meals with fish. Not that there's EFAs in fish, but there's omega-3s in fish, and particularly two omega-3s that are important for brain health, DHA and EPA. Make sure your kid has a little fish oil before he goes off to school. Make sure your kid is supplementing with the ultimate EFAs from Longevity. Vitamin C and antioxidants are also important. There's a really interesting antioxidant that's found in an herb that has been making the news lately. Let's not say making the news lately, but it's been making an appearance lately in the culture. There's stores now that are selling this herb. And this herb has got some really interesting properties, mental health properties. It's actually used to treat anxiety. It's used to treat depression. But one of the antioxidants in this very interesting herb, which I'll tell you about here when we come back from our break, is also found in green tea. And this antioxidant, whether it's in green tea or whether it's in this herb, which we'll talk about when we come back from our break, is called epicatechin. And it itself has some antioxidant and anti-ADHD properties. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Joanne Kaminsky coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Benny. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a sec. Joanne Kaminsky will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about ADD and online tutoring with Joanne. She's got a book about online tutoring, which is kind of an intriguing concept, I think. if you have a skill, I suppose you can make some money, according to this book anyway, according to Joanne, How to Start an Online Tutoring Business, Making four to five figures a month. Joanne Kavinsky at the bottom of the hour, and your calls in just a moment. I want to finish up talking about these non-medical strategies for treating attention deficit disorder, or attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, as it's now known, ADHD. Really, the drugs that they give for ADHD, it's really crazy. You know, the Ritalin and the Adderall and the Dexedrin that they give, and that's what they do. They give speed, basically. And while Ritalin and Adderall are not exactly speed, because they've been, the molecules have been manipulated, so they're not, don't have the same kind of effects. Ritalin in particular is not speed. It's a chemical called methylphenidate, and these tend to have a little bit of focusing properties. The whole logic of giving speed for treating focus problems is based on something called a paradoxical reaction. Turns out that when kids are jittery and you give them speed, they become, you would think, it's kind of ironic because you would think they become more jittery, but as it turns out, when they're jittery and you give them amphetamine, they calm down or they have a better ability to focus. And this paradoxical reaction was noticed for treating attention deficit disorder back in the 1930s. That's really when they started to medicalize. That's actually when medicalization really got going, was the early part, maybe 1920, maybe 1930s, I would say. That's when the pharmaceutical industry really, really got going. And around 1932, there was a couple of German doctors who diagnosed this condition. They called it back then hyperkinetic disease. Kids just couldn't stay still, and they were disturbing the classes. And according to these two doctors, Dr. Franz Kramer and Hans Pollno, they were diagnosing this condition when kids were as young as 3 years old. And so anyway, they started to write about it, and it started to become kind of a thing in medicine. And then in the late 1940s, late 1930s, when speed came out, Benzedrin particularly, that was the first speed. It was one of the first drugs that was pharmaceutically synthesized, was Benzedrin. Back then, they were really fascinated with cortisol and steroid hormones, and Benzedrin or amphetamine is very similar to molecules that are made in the adrenal glands. We make our own amphetamine, actually. Not exactly amphetamine, but we make our own adrenaline, which is similar. Anyway, Benzedrin came out, and this doctor in Rhode Island noticed that when he gave kids Benzedrin, their behavior improved, and pretty soon, it was by the late 1930s, Benzedrin was actually approved by the FDA for treating attention deficit disorder. Today we don't give Benzedrin, we give Dexedrin, which is a little milder, and we give methylphenidate, Ritalin, and Adderall. I don't think any kids should ever be on a prescription drug, ever, unless they have psychoses, I suppose, and even then, if a kid is psychotic, they probably have some serious emotional emotional issues in child rearing for a kid to be psychotic at a very young age. But anyway, aside from that, I don't think there's ever a good idea to medicalize a kid, especially when there's all these wonderful nutritional alternatives, as we talked about, the B complex, essential fatty acids, DHA and EPA, protein for breakfast. There's also antioxidants that you can use, and one in particular is called epicatechin. It's found in green tea, and maybe a little decaf green tea for your kid may help. If you're an adult, there's a herb that's been kind of making the rounds a little bit. It's been around, this herb's been around for a while, but you may have seen stores that carry this herb. It's called Mitrogena speciosa, that's the name of the herb, but we know it as kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M. Kratom is similar, it's related to the coffee plant, and it has this really interesting epicatechin, antioxidant, which is found in green tea. Now, I don't recommend kratom for a kid, but if you're an adult and you're dealing with not just attention deficit disorder or ADHD, but even if you're dealing with depression or anxiety or have problems sleeping, kratom is a really interesting herb. There's actually a kratom that stimulates, that makes you active, and there's a version of kratom that can make you more sleepy. And you can find this kratom stuff. It used to be taboo, which is kind of interesting, because in other parts of the world, a lot of people are using kratom, especially in Thailand, where it originated. I think something like 70% of adult males are using kratom over there. And still a little bit taboo, but you can get it, and I don't recommend it for kids, but if you're an adult and you're dealing with any kind of mental health issues or emotional health issues or ADHD issues, or you just want to relax a little bit, or you just want something to help you fall asleep, kratom might fit the bill. And it's really inexpensive. kratom. Make sure you get the sleepy time kratom if you're using it to sleep, because there are kratoms that have give you a little buzz. As I say, kratom is related to the coffee plant. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number, and Joanne Kaminsky will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Kathy in Minnesota. What's going on, Kathy?
Hi, Ben. I am a nursing mom, and I've experienced rashes in the folds of my skin with pregnancy. But recently, I unfortunately just had a miscarriage, and I've noticed this outbreak under my in my armpit.
So,
and I can't tell if it's a yeast infection or if we're talking about psoriasis or what is going on.
You know, without seeing it, I can't really tell you exactly what it is, but the fact that you had a miscarriage kind of is a little clue there. Miscarriages have to do with estrogen and changes in estrogen and hormones. Estrogen is your make a baby or is your sustain a baby hormone. Progesterone is your make a baby hormone. It's progesterone. Progestation is a conception hormone. And then to keep the baby, estrogen has to be working correctly. And it sounds to me like you may be having an issue there. Cortisol stress hormone will also lead to miscarriages, elevations in cortisol. So let me ask you a couple questions. Are you having any other health issues? Especially digestive.
That's where I want to focus. Yeah, I have been cutting out foods and losing some weight, and then I got pregnant. And
do you notice that you have issues with certain foods, or you notice you have digestive issues, or do you notice that certain things?
Yes.
That's where I'm focusing.
That kicks up the issues. And we started that Udo's blend because I've cut out a lot in my diet in the last 6 months.
Are you on good probiotics?
We just started one.
That'll change everything. You're on the right track, though. I'd be focusing on leaky gut and fat metabolism. Those are the two things that it sounds like. Now, it could be psoriasis, because psoriasis has to do with fat metabolism. It could be just rashes, and that could be a leaky gut issue, if it's like a food reaction of some kind. But without seeing it exactly, it's hard for me to say. Skin issues should always be regarded as the two things you want to think about with all skin issues. Number one is leaky gut or some kind of digestive health issue, which is associated with food intolerances or food allergies. And number two, fats and fat metabolism. That's for everybody out there listening. I don't care if it's psoriasis, eczema, acne, rashes, itching.
How would I deal with a yeast issue?
That's a probiotic issue. That's a great question. Okay. That's actually a better question than you know. Let me tell you why. Yeast are fungi, and yeast and fungi have spores. They have a hard shell around their seeds when they reproduce. And that hard shell, that spore, is extremely difficult for medicine to attack. So it's really hard to work with medication. But probiotics are natural anti-yeast substances. I wish we had more time. It's a really interesting subject. Call back Saturday if you want to have talk some more. All right, we got to take a break. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Representatives from Ukraine and Russia are slated to hold their first diplomatic meeting since the Kremlin launched an invasion of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin put nuclear forces on high alert in response to what he deemed aggressive statements by Western nations. The European Union is also taking more action against Moscow, including financing weapons and other equipment for Ukraine. BP announced it was backing out of their stake in a big Russian oil company. That stake is valued at $14 billion. Ahead of the State of the Union address, fencing will be reinstalled around the U.S. Capitol. Officials are planning for trucker convoys that are planning protests against pandemic restrictions, similar to the ones that took place in Canada in the last several weeks. Capitol Police said they are exercising an abundance of caution. This is USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some Americans have panned President Biden's first year in office.
A new NPR-PBS Marist College poll measuring President Joe Biden's first year in office revealed that more than half of Americans, or 56%, called the president's first year in office a failure, with 39% calling it successful. Democrats, by 80%, called the first year a success, but 15% labeled it as a failure. In addition, two-thirds of independents panned Biden's first year, and 91% of Republicans agreed. The poll also revealing 54% of respondents don't believe President Biden fulfilled his campaign promises, and another 52% say the president has done more to divide the nation than unite it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A study released this week found stand your ground laws are associated with an increase in gun homicides. The report, issued by the Journal of the American Medical Association, found that monthly homicides by firearms rose up to 11% in 23 states that enacted the laws. The greatest increases were in Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, and Missouri, where it ranged from 16 to 33.5%. The study also found some states like Texas and Arizona didn't have any significant increases after laws passed there. We have news for you on demand at any time at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 5 p.m. Pacific Time. And 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find the Longevity products up at brightsideben.com and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 if you're in the Colorado area, especially Boulder, Denver area. I'll be doing a talk on March 19th with my friends Dr. Taylor Mitchell and Farmer Glenn, who's got a really inspiring story to tell about beating cancer with nutrition. And we'll give away some BTT and some other Longevity products 11 a.m. And that's 11 a.m. Mountain Time at my lab, my new facility, my pharmacy, at 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, Colorado. Just send me an email, Ben at KSCO.com. If you want more info, we'll talk Longevity business and Longevity products and nutrition as well. You can also, if you want more information, call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Also want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compound and pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it, and that should be no surprise to anybody listening to this program. We've been talking about the relationship between health and beauty since I've started 12 years ago on the Bright Side, and I've been talking about it since it first dawned on me that the missing link in beauty was health. Healthy skin is beautiful skin, and that's what True Skin Health products are all about. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers. Nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products. You can use them on burns, cuts, scrapes, as well as your skin for just plain old anti-aging or moisturization. True Skin Health products can be found at Truth Treatments, with an S, truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Joanne Kaminsky is the author of a book called How to Start an Online Tutoring Business, making four to five figures a month. She is also an expert, I guess you'd say, in ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Joanne Kaminsky. Hey, Joanne. Joanne? Do we have Joanne?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes, I hear you now. Hello, Joanne. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So you have two things going on here. I guess they're related, ADHD and online tutoring. I find them both very interesting. We spent the first half of the program talking about ADHD. They used to call it ADD when I was in pharmacy school, mm-hmm. and then it became ADHD. And even back then, they were using medication. I always had a problem with medicating kids, especially with psychoactive substances like Ritalin or Dexedrine or Adderall, the drugs they give kids. And I always thought that ADHD was kind of like more of an emotional thing than a physiologic thing. What do you say?
I would definitely say that the ADHD, and when I was teaching in the school system, we actually separated them. We had ADD and ADHD versus mm-hmm. just calling them all ADD. But the ADHD, like, brings in that hyperactivity component where you've got, like, so much energy you don't know what to do with it, whereas the ADD only has the component of just not being able to focus as well, or mm-hmm. hearing, like, different sounds, like when, you know, if there's a lot of noise in a classroom or if there's kids that are, like, walking in a hallway, they might be
distracted
pretty easily, right? And so the hyperactivity, when we add the H in there, really brings in the extra energy level. And, yeah, like you said, there's so many kids can get over-diagnosed with mm-hmm. ADHD.
There's no diagnosis. There's
energy.
There's no standard diagnosis. There's no way to diagnose it. There's no metric. You can't take a test.
Right.
Oh, you have ADHD molecules in your blood. There's nothing like that. That's why I say it seems to me as much that it's an emotional issue as much as it's even more than it's a physiologic issue, right? I mean, there's no marker. There's no marker for it, right? If it was physiologic.
Right. That's why so many parents are against, putting their kids on these medications. And schools a lot of times are very, very on top of their case to get them medicated.
Yeah,
not
easier
realizing
to manage the kid.
The downside, right.
To manage the kid. They're interested in managing the kid for 8 hours. That's they're not really interested necessarily in the long-term health of the kid. They just got to manage the kid for 8 hours, and then whatever happens, happens, so to speak. And necessarily want to blame, going to blame them, but I don't think it's ever okay to medicalize a kid. As I'm saying this as a pharmacist, unless you have no other options, and certainly that does occur.
Right.
Psychosis.
Like, there's so many different paths. That people can take.
Yeah.
When you start looking at diet and you start then, controlling that, you start taking away some of the things that are kind of causing what we call ADHD, kind of that ADHD kind of brain of these kids, they're attached to their devices and all of these things. And they found that actually can, make it look like they have more ADHD symptoms when they may not have any ADHD.
Our whole culture has ADHD in a way, and the kids are just falling in line with the culture.
Right, right, and we didn't hear about this how many years ago, right? Like, we didn't hear about that. When I was a kid, I never knew anybody who had ADD or ADHD. I never heard of it.
Right. It's just kind of, I don't know, when you grew up, I grew up in the 70s, and I didn't hear about it until like the late 70s. I heard about ADD, and then in pharmacy school I started to hear about it. But we have a culture that focuses on sound bites in a way, And doesn't that predispose us to this kind of, you know, I don't know if it's a chicken and egg kind of thing. Which came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, did our short, our soundbite society come after our attention problems, or does it, did it cause our attention problems?
Right. I think it's you know, there's a couple of different things I think that have kind of gone into it too, with manufacturing our food versus eating the food of the earth and that kind of stuff as well, right? Like all of a sudden you start adding some of these substances into people's diets that can also be a part of it. So you've got the technology aspect, you've got the food aspect, and then you've got people are just really busy these days, right? So you're constantly like bringing your kids here, there, everywhere, like constantly keeping them entertained and with it feels like no sight and end.
you know, like they
come home from school and they're not home from school, right? They got to go off to sports and they got to go, you know, do the next thing. And it's crazy.
How much of ADD
rush life?
How much is of our society, our type A society, like it's a good thing to be ambitious and to do a lot of different things and to have your fingers in a lot of different pies? How much of our culture kind of encourages that?
Yeah, I think there's definitely people that encourage that. But I think with the kids, like they don't even see that, right? They're just, I think, a lot of times responding to what they're seeing, right? Like, and just kind of going with the flow of it and, or reacting against the flow of it because they don't want to be so involved or in all these different pots and pieces, right? And so then you see behaviors pop on up, but then there's healthy things for them being busy too, right? Because if they're in soccer, you know, or they've got like these different sports that they really enjoy a lot or music or all of that kind of stuff, then, you know, it's more about building the whole person. So, you know, there's positives and negatives all over the place.
Well, what do you suggest as an authority of sorts? I think you're an authority on ADHD. What do you suggest for parents who don't want to medicalize their kids? What kind of alternatives? Like, what are your top three or four?
The very first thing is, like, take a look at the food that is inside of there. You know, the red dye that is in certain foods has
cytotoxins.
Yeah. So if we can take those kinds of foods, give them more of a natural diet, you're going to find that a lot of these things will pan on out for them.
Right, hang on to that thought. I want to know a few others. We've got to take a commercial break. Joanne Kaminsky is with us. We're talking ADHD, and we'll talk a little online tutoring when we come back. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We shall return right after this.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talking to Joanne Kaminsky, her website, OnlineTutorCoach.com, OnlineTutorCoach.com. She's got a really cool book called How to Start an Online Tutoring Business, which I definitely want to get to, Joanne. But before we do, first thing is the food, and I 100% agree with you. I don't see how it's possible for a kid to start off their day with a breakfast cereal that's 60% sugar and not have it affect their brain on some level, right?
Right.
So clearly the food's an issue and the excitotoxins, as we said. So give us a couple more of your favorites, and then I want to get into your book here.
Yeah, so I would say the next one is teaching your child mindfulness techniques. I think this is something that's really been taken out of our culture. And what I would do inside of our home is create a mindfulness corner. And it was a place to go when you started feeling a little bit more anxious and different things were going on. But one trick that I do with my online tutoring students is I actually have them trace their finger, the inside of their hand, their palm is spread out. And I have them do a breathing exercise. They start at the tip of their thumb, and they breathe in, and then they go on up the finger. They breathe out. They come to the tip. They breathe in. They go back on up. They breathe out. And this teaches them how to control their breathing in a really hands-on fashion that they can use at any point in time when they're in school or, anywhere, and nobody would have a clue what's going on, right? This kid's just tracing his finger, but he's really kind of just being a little bit more mindful of his body or her body. And then we would also create these fun little bottles inside it would be water and oil, and you put a few drops of food coloring inside of there. You shake it up, and you stare at the bottle, and you can take a look at all the cool things that begin to happen, those shapes inside of there.
Oh, wow.
That begin to happen, and keep them.
How'd you come up with that? Was that an accident? Did you find out that?
No. There's, it's one of those activities that was a suggestion online, and I started doing it with my students.
I love that.
And yeah, and it was so cool just to be able to see. First, they love making it, right?
Yeah, right.
Second, they love staring at it, so it's a win-win.
Yeah.
But if you create this little corner inside of your home where you have these different kinds of mindfulness kind of activities, then you can look them up online. It's a place where they can go and say, if you can have a bean bag there and you know, when they're feeling a little anxious or they're feeling, you know, like they can't, like, get control of their brain and all that stuff. And
just, like a safe space.
You can have them go into that safe space. Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Let me before you go.
Since I'm a reading tutor, I put books in there.
Okay, great. That's definitely how I that sounds like it'd be perfect. Great place to read. I want to have a place like that myself. So hang on. You said I want you to go over that thing with the finger again, because that sounded interesting, but I didn't quite understand it. Say that again. How did the breathing relate to the finger?
So you take your finger and you place it hand. So take your finger and just like kind of like web your finger, right? Like just extend it all the way so all of your fingers are, none of your fingers are touching.
Okay.
And what you do is you take your other hand.
Okay.
You start at your thumb. And what you do is you go down your thumb with your other finger and you breathe in. And then you breathe out as you go up. You breathe in as you go down. So you're actually tracing the inside of your hand.
That's interesting.
And then, yeah. And
that alone will relax you, right? Just
right?
Kind of paying attention to your hand. You know, there's a thing called, you know about the parasympathetic nervous system, I'm sure, right? The relaxation nervous system. And then there's theta brainwaves and alpha brainwaves, right? And so touching your body lightly activates all of that, puts you in a hypnagogic state. It's actually a little thing you could do and people do it to self-soothe. You ever see people kind of rub their hands while they're talking or something, or if they're in a nerve-wracking situation, or rub their neck or something like that? That's all activating the relaxation nervous system. So just your hand, just the tracing action alone is great, let alone the breathing. Breathing is super important. So give us one more, and then we'll get into the book.
You know, sleeping. I think a lot of us, you know, if our kids are on a good sleeping habit, kids need more sleep than we do as adults. And so making sure that they're getting the appropriate amount of sleep, that they're going to bed on time, and then waking up when they need to be able to wake up, that also is going to really help solve a lot of overactive kind of behaviors that you might see in the child.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you. And then your book is really, I didn't read it, but I found the title of it very interesting, because I never thought about the online tutoring business. I guess that is a great way to make some money, online tutoring, if you have a skill of some kind. So can anybody do this, or do you have to have, like, some kind of degree? Anybody, like, if you just have a skill?
Anybody, yes. Yeah, and I think this is the beautiful thing about online tutoring is that, you know, tutoring in general is really not a business that has been, you know, that there
are
certifications or anything like that in order to be able to do. So it's open to anybody.
Yeah.
Of course, you want to find something that you can be an expert in and really help people in, right?
I
obviously wouldn't teach people how to be a medical doctor as a tutor, right? Because I have
experience
in that.
I could, for example, I could teach people to be nutritionists or understand nutrition. That happens to be my skill set. I could just do that. I'm going to get your book.
Exactly.
That's awesome. So what do you have to do? What do I have to do? What does somebody have to do?
You know, you first have to decide what kind of business that you want to have. So, you know, there's different types of businesses out there. You could be a tutor for a company. You're not going to get paid very much. They pay between $10 and $20 an hour. You can decide to put your name on different platforms that already have students coming to those platforms. They'll take about 30% of what it is that you earn per hour.
What are platforms? Give me some names. What are names?
Wyvant. Another one is tutors.com.
Okay.
So and
you just apply, and then they take 30%.
Exactly. So then you do still have to, like, share, like, information about who you are. Like, you have to create a profile, right, all that kind of stuff. And then from there, you put your pricing on what it is that you want to get paid, and then you have the opportunity to have somebody find you, and then they reach on out to you, and you could personally land that person as a client and be able to do tutoring online. Yeah. And then there's a third option, which is the option that I chose, which is I'd like to keep the most percentage for myself and go on my own. And so that's what I did. I started my own website, and I just reached out to friends and family in the beginning, and I just said, hey, here's what I'm doing. And I had people that signed on up just for me telling them, you know, what I was doing. And they're like, that sounds exciting. Let's do it. I began working with my nephew who lived in Illinois at the time, and I'm in Wisconsin. So there was no other way for me to help him with reading. And so it was a great opportunity to be able to still help him.
What are you tutoring? What are you tutoring? Reading?
I teach reading.
You teach reading. And what do you mean? What do you mean by teach reading? How to phonetically sound things out, or what is there a skill set to reading that you're teaching, or what do you mean by teaching reading?
Yeah. So I have lots of kids that are struggling with reading that will come to me. And what first thing I do is I actually assess to find out what is the problem that they're having with reading, right? So are they struggling with phonics? Could they possibly have dyslexia? I can't diagnose dyslexia, but I could certainly look to see, do they have the skills that they need in order to learn to read? Do they have their comprehension skills? How is their fluency? Are they reading fast enough so that they can hold on to the information they're reading? And do they have the vocabulary skills that are needed? So there's lots of skills, and I have to find out which skills are they missing so that I can close the gap in those skills and I can move them on up in their reading levels quicker.
Can you make somebody who already is a reader a better reader?
Oh, always, yes.
Yeah? So even an adult? Because I read a lot. I wouldn't mind being a better reader. What would you teach me to do? What would I do?
Well, I probably wouldn't take you on because I work with
no,
you.
No, but give me how so. I take myself on. I'm going to do it myself. Give me one or two things, that are, or anybody, if they want to just be a better reader.
It depends on what would you want to be able to do. Do you want to be able to read faster?
Comprehension.
Do you want to be able to understand better?
Yeah, comprehension.
Great.
Yeah.
So let's say you're reading a medical article and you want to be able to really retain the information inside of that article. You're going to take each of the sections that are in that article and turn them into questions. And you are reading then that section, you actually write down the answer to that based off of what you're reading. That's going to help you when you connect the writing piece to it with what you're reading.
How do you come up with the questions?
On to more information.
How do you come up with the questions?
You know what?
Yeah.
That is such a great question.
I know. We're out of time. We only got 20 seconds. Can you tell me 20 seconds?
Yes. Make sure you create a question with who, what, when, where, or why. Because if you ask a question like can or should, you're only going to get a yes or no, and you won't be able to write down and get the full impact of being able
to
answer the question.
I love it. Thank you so much, Joanne. That was brilliant. How to start an online tutoring business making 4 to 5 figures a month. Joanne Kaminsky, your website, onlinetutorcoach.com. Thank you for being on the bright side, Joanne. I'm going to stay in touch with you, okay? And do you mind hanging on the line?
All right.
Can you hang on the line? Okay, good. Joanne Kaminsky was with us, onlinetutorcoach.com, her book, How to Start an Online Tutoring Business, and that is all the time we have for today on the bright side. Thank you for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular evening and week. We will talk to you next Saturday. Take care, folks. Bye for now.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.